It's Sunday morning, May 31st.
Lord, we ask for your blessing in our time.
Yes.
Oh Lord, that you would bless us with your spirit, the moving of your spirit. Bless us with your truth, that we would have revelation, light shown in places that haven't been lit up before, Lord, and that we would be quick to recognize that our ear would be attuned to your spirit, Lord. Let it be this morning and forever attuned to your spirit, so that we would recognize that which has a nice shine to it but is not true, and then recognize the true goal too, Lord. Help us with those things, Lord, by your spirit.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus told John the Baptist, he said, I don't know how it's worded, but he needed to be baptized to fulfill all righteousness. And I'm not exactly sure of all of those implications, but is there a scripture that you are familiar with that says, I was going to look it up this morning, I forgot about it. It says that we are to follow him in baptism.
Mm-hmm.
Is there one?
Boy, that seems right.
Yeah.
Think he would be setting an example then? Huh?
Well, I'm thinking from the scriptures, I'm thinking that that we don't, you know, of course we don't see as God sees. And what God is trying to do is get, you know, what he wants to do is get us to see as he sees. And that's not real easy, you know. Jesus gave the parables, and so that a lot of people wouldn't understand. He gave the parable for that reason. He gave the parables to his disciples, he said, so they would understand. And when it comes to salvation, it says, because they received not a love for the truth, that they might be saved. Okay? It would look like that was a way to salvation, or that would be the road of salvation. And Peter says, you are saved through baptism. And it would look like that baptism is the road to salvation, or the way to salvation. And remember the rich young ruler, was it him that he came to Jesus and he says, what good thing can I do that I might be saved? And the mankind, the way that humanity is looking for a surefire way, something they can do for salvation so they can be saved. And so what you have is you have the different segments of the church, and almost without exception, they all have something that is the way to salvation, and that's what they hang on to.
The door to the new life, huh?
Yeah, this is our road to salvation, and I don't know if there is. You know, there's things you can do so you're not saved, but as far as salvation, there's a lot of things that are, you know, just like that are necessities. However, the thief on the cross did not meet a lot of those things. And so it says that God looks, did you find a scripture?
I cannot find follow him in baptism. Because I did not see that in the searching. I mean, I looked in baptism and follow him and tried to find using those two.
There might be, maybe there isn't, but it seems to be.
There is in death, there's a baptism in death, and then, you know, so there's a way to. It's those words directly aren't all in the sentence, but I think conceptually it's still not a bad, it's not a bad thought.
And that may be what I was somehow thinking. We are following him when we are baptized, following him in his death and resurrection. But
I'm not really sure. I was going to look it up and forgot to look to see it, you know. And maybe I couldn't find it anyway, but we have the baptism aspect. It's becoming a lot different than what I thought it was, because I'm getting a better picture. You know, I'm.